once again, my name is Pete from Your Harrogate Radio, local radio station that covers the Harrogate district and beyond. And we are with Sonia Saxton once again for episode number 4 of the Saxton Partners podcast. Fascinating stuff in episode 3. If you've not yet listened to it, they need to, don't they, Sonia?
Definitely.
It's all about motivation, getting into that loft of yours and sorting out the bugs, switching on the light, giving yourself that bit of motivation. And now, as a dad myself of Eva the Diva, I call her at home, 5.5 years old. We love her to bits, but my word, she can be rather tricky. This is all about contaminating children.
Contamination across the board, really. So what do we mean by contamination? You know, when we get up in the morning, we think, right, new day, new things, let's get on with it, let's do stuff, or, oh, not another day. Oh, God, dear. Do I have to go? What's it going to be like? Or, well, you know, it's just another day, another dollar. All these patterns have come from somewhere else, out there. They've come from those that care for us, have either enabled us to flourish in a healthy way, or there's been some contamination. You know, people often say to me, look, it's just the way I am, Sonia. I can't do anything about being me. And I know that the kids are playing up. They're like that, though, you know. They've always played up. And the leader that says, I don't know why they don't take responsibility, Sonia. I mean, you know, if they want to do a good job and they want to get on in the world or they want to be happy, then they have to do it the way I've suggested. Did they suggest or did they tell? Interesting one. So if you take yourself back, yes, way back for some of us, what was it like growing up? What were the messages? Were they positive, upbeat messages about really, for example, valuing you, valuing yourself, valuing what you were going to do in the world? Or was there a little bit of sarcasm, a bit of a dig, a bit of pressure? If there are any of those things that are not as positive as you would like, they are my future clients. What I find is that if parents are running some patterns, particularly the one that spends the most time with them, they say, show me a boy of 7 and I'll show you the man. I say, show me the boy or girl of 7 and I'll tell you about the parents' patterns. You see, we all want the best for our little ones, definitely. And we want the best for our team. The challenge is that sometimes we have leakage all over the floor. No, not that sort of leakage. I'm talking about leaking patterns. So we might be a little bit frustrated with people, as an example. And our children hear us at home telling the other half how frustrated we are with Fred down the road or someone at work because they didn't do what they thought they ought to do. And the child hears the frustration and learns early on that when something's not working for you, you have a really good moan, because that's the way to do it. And you don't tell them that. No, you don't tell them that you need to have a really good moan. I'd like to think that you said to them, it's good to talk about things and work out a solution. You do, don't you? You don't just demonstrate lots of behaviours that they are going to pick up like sponges. Yes, that's what it's like. They pick them up like sponges. But there's some good news. Yeah, there is some good news. If you really think about how you are functioning, if you are functioning in a way that is really positive, and when there are challenges, you talk about it. You talk it in a very about it in a very constructive way. You don't go around blaming somebody else. You take responsibility, and all those things that you would wish for your children, then they will pick up those right things. And I can hear you saying, yes, but I've got stuff as well. I've grown up with all sorts of things going on for me. What about me? And I say, yes. You are a priority, particularly if you want your children to flourish. You need to find out. There's a saying, check up from the neck up. I mean it respectfully. If you get your profile done, go on the website, find out what motivates you, what are those little things that are leaking, like being a bit too needy, be too reliant, anxious, fragile about asking for what you actually need, wanting everything your own way, being such an idealist you lay awake all night thinking about what is the best solution. I'm never going to get it exactly as I want it. Does it ring a bell? So those little things could be contaminating unwittingly, and I know you want the best for them. And as a leader, you have a huge responsibility, don't you? Maybe not in the same way as a parent. I mean, you're creating someone for the future. As a leader, though, you are setting the standard for the culture in your organisation. Do you want it to be a culture where everybody listens to each other, respects each other's needs, and always does truly have an open door and wants to share stuff? Think about it now. If you're honest with yourself, as you step back from yourself and you run the movie of how you are day to day, truly, what are you seeing yourself do in those meetings? What sort of tone do you use when you disagree with something? What sort of feeling are you engendering in the team? What's the message? Because everything you say, everything you do, they will take their lead from you because you're the leader. People often say to me that as a leader, they do their best to inspire. What does that actually mean? They do their best. Do they not do it naturally then to inspire? And they say, well, every day it's a major job, Sonia, managing what's going on here. And you might think it's a major job managing what's going on at home. And what's the difference between managing, for example, your team or your family? Because some people see it as managing, don't they? Or inspiring. What's the difference between an inspiring leader and an inspiring parent? Think about it. See yourself that last time you were with them. What were they seeing and hearing you do? Were you inspiring them? Or were you just being just the way you are? Without maybe really understanding what level of awareness you've got. people band about this phrase, oh, we all need to be emotionally intelligent. It does help. And how do you know if you are? Because if somebody is truly emotionally intelligent, and if they go to the next level, resilient, then they can make a big difference. Because as I give you the various stages of emotional awareness and intelligence, ask yourself, where are you on this ladder? Imagine it as a ladder. See it in your mind. You can feel your hands clutching as you climb. The first level, right at the bottom, is you just copy what everybody else does. It's a bit like if we go back 50 years, where you just copied Nelly. You got your first day at school, you just copied Nelly. Your first child, you just copied what your best friend did. At work, you just copied what your leader had done. Are you at that level? Or are you at the next level, which is the level of awareness that says, I know something's not working. It's not quite right. My teenagers keep storming out on me. I'm doing something wrong. My staff are not delivering. There's something not quite right. I don't know what's not right. I just know it's not right. Is that the level you're at? Or are you reaching for the next level, climbing that ladder of emotional resilience? The next level is you have been aware of the things that you're doing. You've taken a step back, like I said earlier, and you've started to tackle them. Yeah. As I explained in the previous podcast, and now, see yourself from the outside looking in. What are you seeing yourself do at that level? You know that what you're doing isn't working and you're doing something about it. So that last time when maybe you're a bit sarcastic, a bit off, and you actually did something about the way you were. I mean, you're getting there, aren't you? Or are you reaching for the next level of, wait for it, emotional awareness, where you're very much aware of your impact on other people and you understand what that is doing to them. You see the reactions. You're very observant. You tune into how they're responding. And you spend quite a bit of time focusing on what's going on for the other person and persons, because you're aware, aren't you? And that's a good thing. Or are you really reaching now? Steady on. Have you got a head for heights? Because now, not only do you notice your impact on other people and notice what's going on for yourself, you know how to help them. You've been on a coaching course and you picked up some skills and you're using all those amazing questions and pinning back your lugs, listening to the answers and starting to get a handle and understanding, seeing where they're coming from. Yes. Because now you can start to do something about it. That's emotionally intelligent, by the way. And then you reach your peak. Yeah. Up there with the gods. So you know exactly how you're functioning and know how to sort yourself out so you don't do it anymore. You can do it, you know. Remember, 7 to 21 times. And you know how to coach other people. Oh, you're on a roll now. You know how to sit down, coach them through what's going on for them, coach yourself through what's going on for you, and everyone's a winner on this one. That's emotionally resilient. Fancy words for being able to bounce back whatever is going on, so you're not into this contamination. No, you are into sorting it out and making an environment that is good for everybody. You know, whatever the challenge, have you reached an emotionally resilient level so that you can be there not just for other people? You can be there for yourself. A leader said to me recently, you know, Sonia, I've done the course. I've got the qualification. I'm a coach. I said, that's amazing, thinking about all the gremlins. I could see them running. You can tell if people have got contamination. Yeah. Watch for the signals. They're very tense around the shoulders. You can see them holding themselves as they go over and over things in their head. Notice the blood pressure, that slight colouring, the tenseness in the jaw and around the eyebrows. You know something's not working for them. How observant are you? Look in the mirror. Are you seeing any of that going on for you? Yes, look at those shoulders. Are they a bit? Yeah. Have you got some aches and pains in your shoulders because you've been going over and over stuff in your head? What's your blood pressure like? Is it down to the way you talk to yourself, the way you see things, what you believe? Because that's temporary contamination. You can sort it out if you go for that resilience level. So there isn't contamination. Because you can clean it up. You can make it possible for anyone round you to be at their best. They weren't born like that. You were not born like that. And anything's possible. It's only a question of how. It starts with, yes, that bottom rung on the ladder. You could copy Nelly. Or you could say, is that good for me? And start reaching for those higher levels. Because then you can really take control of your future and what that means, both mentally and physically in some cases. Because when there are some things that are not quite working, you will eventually feel it in your body, because your mind and your body, they're connected, you see. You might think you can put things in a box, separate them, but your subconscious knows. Your subconscious, 95% of your brain. Some people think that they're in control, totally. Well, that 5%, the frontal lobes, just a post office. Things come in, things go out. It's all based on what the boss says. Yes, the subconscious. That's why it's important to take time out to step back and say, am I contaminating me or others? I was talking to a lady recently, very clever lady, much cleverer than I. And she was telling me that she had a real issue with the partners. She said they just don't appreciate what goes on in my area. Oh, see? I said, and what's all that about? She said, well, I think you should come in, Sonia, and get them Sonia'd. because I've heard that when they've been sonnied, they sort of just open up like a flower. Well, I could do with that because it's definitely not working for me. She said, have you got any tips for me? Because they might not agree with the budget. I just, you know, I've just got that gut feeling, Sonia, that they won't. I said, well, let me show you the ladder. And tell me where you are on the ladder. Well, maybe I'm not supposed... I'm supposed to be at the top. I know that. I'm not stupid. Okay. Well, I'm not saying you are. You're a very intelligent lady. She said, no, she said, I think I've got a bit of work to do. I said, you know, there's a saying, seek to know thyself in order to serve thyself and then others. Right. I said, the bottom line is, if you don't really get to know what makes you tick, what gets you out of bed in the morning, what actually trips you up in life, how on earth can you sort it out? Oh, you're saying I have to start with me, Sonia? Definitely you have to start with you. Each of us have to start with ourselves and say, where am I on that ladder? And more importantly, what do I want to do about it? And where is that going to take me? It's important to understand that every day you are either helping people grow to be the best that they can be, or unwittingly, the boss, your subconscious, is leaking contamination behaviours. And I know you don't want that. So start seeing yourself as you really are. And take back the power of growth.
Superb as ever. I'm now thinking that I need a mop to stop those leakages that I might have. I know I have. And if you're like me and you listen to that, listen to Sonia, what's the best way to get in touch, Sonia?
The best way to get in touch is to go on the website, saxtonpartners.co.uk. There's lots of useful tips and things there as well. I want to help all of us get the best out of life and be the best you can be. And there you'll find all my details if that's what you want when the time's right for you. You might want to do your profile while you're there just to learn about the wonderful you, what is actually working, what's temporarily maybe causing a little bit of contamination.
So episode number 5, not too far away. And after talking about contamination and that ladder, where are we going to next?
So next, it's about what wavelength are you on? There are 3 types of wavelength that you may or may not be aware of. There are 3 things that would really help your relationships, whether that's at work or at home or elsewhere. And that is about, how do you communicate? What wavelength are you on? What wavelength are other people on? How do people make decisions? So that you can honour that and work with the way they prefer to make decisions, so you're on the same wavelength. And whether they're telling you the truth.
We look forward to it. And thank you for listening to the Saxton Partners podcast. We will see you for episode number 5.